Begin the current Dav Masechtas Brachas Dav Nun Beis. We begin the Amud Beis. Taisa Divrei Maaschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Takeif leNetilas Yadayim. Immediately after washing the hands is Suda is the meal. Taisa comes to qualify. Why didn't we say this previously? And as the Gemara brought another reason why we still hold that first you make the bracha on the cup of wine and then you wash your hands is for an additional reason, is because right after you wash your hands you're supposed to have the meal, and therefore you can't then drink a cup of wine after you already wash your hands. Now says Taisa, why didn't we say this in Parakeitz Mavarchim Membezim and Aleph? Bahadi Inach Tekifis. There the Gemara talks about many different things that have to be immediate. Right after doing smicha, you have to do shchita. There's certain halachas that were said. Why didn't you say also this halacha of immediate after washing the hands is a suda? Says Taisa, Mishum Deshnui B'Mishnah, which actually the Gemara says B'Braisa, since this teaching is not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. So Leichashla Mesnai. So the Gemara there wasn't concerned about mentioning it. It only mentioned things which were Mishnayis and which are not things that are Braisas, and therefore that wasn't mentioned. Now, continuing the next Taisa, the Maschal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Daba Acher. Another interpretation is Ein Natilas Dam L'Chulim and Atar B'Chulim is because the whole halacha of washing one's hands, that they shouldn't be tummy, for unconsecrated produce, is not biblical, B'Chul, etc., and therefore it's not as stringent. Which Taisa comes to explain what is the Gemara, actually the text, and also what is the Gemara saying. And that is the Gemara brought that Basil said to Beshamai in their Machlekes, it's better to put the towel on the couch that he's sitting on and not on the table. Because although if it's on the couch, then we're concerned that the towel could get, which is moist, could get tummy from the couch and then be mitame his hands, which are touching the couch. But since that, if you would put on the table, there's a concern that it'll make the food tummy, better than having not the food become tummy, and rather have, let's say, the yadayim becoming tummy, because the whole halacha of netilas yadayim for chulin is not biblical, whereas tumas eichon is a biblical halacha, and therefore it's better to have it on the couch than on the table. So Taisa brings that yesh shvarim shekasbam, there are certain texts that have written in our Gemara that hachi karmeluhu beishamai lebesil, which actually the text is, should say in Taisa, that this is what Beisil said to Beishamai. Beisil was saying to Beishamai in our, what Taisa Devei Masl is going on, that fil lidetchu. Beisil was telling to Beishamai a second reason why they disagree with Beishamai. That even according to you, Beishamai, damritu, that you say, asal ishtamish b'shulchan shen yinal, use a table that's a shen l'tumma. Mishumach le'truma, because you're concerned for those who eat truma that it could become tummy from even the sheni. So for sure you can't, those who are eating truma can't use a table that's a sheni, because you can make the truma that goes on the table into a shlishi, and therefore you're never allowed to use a table that's a sheni. So therefore, according to you, you're not going to have the problem about putting something on the table, because the table's not a sheni. On that, so therefore you disagree with us and you say, yeah, rather put on the table, not on the couch. But that is what our different Maschal Tesis, according to these Gisoyis, were saying. No, ha'adif, it's still better to do like us, to put the towel on the couch and not on the table. Why? Because the whole halacha of making sure that you yadayim, when it's just the hands, to become tamei for chulin, it's not a biblical halacha. So mutu v'chulin, so that's what Bisil is saying to Bishami, it's better that the hands become tamei, that don't have a primary source biblically, while yitame v'chulin, and that it shouldn't be mitame the food items, which if it was on the table, you could run into the problem with the food, with having the towel on the table, which has a biblical source, etc. Now, on that says, Taisus, he says, v'lei nir, it doesn't seem to be correct, this girsa, this text. Because the Kami Bishami, what would Beisil be saying to Bishami? Bishami already say, you're not allowed to use a table that's a Shein L'tumah. So what does that mean? There is no concern about, you're right, so okay, there's no Natilas Daim for Chulin Min HaTorah. So therefore, it's not so bad having the towel on the couch. But put it on the table, and that's why Bishami wouldn't agree to this logic of Beisil. Because even if you put it on the table, there's no concern for the food becoming tummy, because you're not allowed to use the shein l'tumah. So the food's not going to become tummy anyway. So it's still better off than putting it on the couch. And says Taisa, but deichik leimer, it's contrived, it's difficult to say. K'meisha pirish Rashi, like Rashi says that you're right. Even though Bishami hold that you're not allowed to use a table that's a shein l'tumah, but shem b'mikra ba'al miyishtamish. But that's what Bisil was saying, that maybe it might happen that someone might happen to use, even though you're not supposed to, a table that's a shein l'tumah. And therefore Bisil was saying, so therefore it's better to put it on the couch where at most it's going to be tam of the yadayim, that's not a biblical source at all, and then putting on the table where it might happen to use a table that's a shein, even according to you, and therefore better put it on the couch, not on the table that they were telling even to Bishami. But says Taisus, but that's a doichik. Rather, it would seem like the correct text is like those which are written, which is the way we have it in our Gemara, that my dar achar, what was the Gemara, what was Beis Hillel meaning when they say another interpretation? This is what Beis Hillel was telling Beis Shammai. The Chitim, and if you're going to say, Maish Nagabe Oichlin, why is it different regarding the food items? The Cheshin, and that we Beis Hillel, we are concerned, and therefore we don't let the towel be put onto the table. Maish Nagabe Daim, and why is it regarding the hands? The Loi Cheshin, and Vechula, that we are not concerned, meaning it's regarding Beis Hillel's own opinion, because we allow it to be put on the couch. What do you mean? But the hands might become tummy, because the couch says tummy will make the liquids in the towel tummy, which will then be tummy the hands that are wiping it into the towel. So, and that's what Beis Hillel says. Okay, still, because Yadayim don't have an Ikram in the Torah, whereas the Eichlim has Tum in the Torah, and therefore we're concerned more for the food than for the hands. Says Tosef HaHashna, now according to what we just said, L'havahai Dava Acher, this Dava Acher, another interpretation, is not Kehid El. It's not like the same, like we had a Dava Acher previously, we had by the Machlekes regarding, do you wash your hands before you pour the cup or afterwards? That Beis Hillel said that you pour the cup and you drink it and then you wash your hands. And then they said, Davar Achar, which is another source why Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai, is because right after the Netilah should be the Suda. Because that Davar Achar, She'en Etzar Chol Tam Rishon, that's a totally independent reason that doesn't need the first reasoning. That Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to go ahead and use a kli that the back of it could become tummy from liquids. So they're concerned that maybe the water is going to become tummy that's on his hands from the back of the cup. On that, he's saying a totally different reason, totally independent reason, is because takeif l'netilas daim suda. Aval hocha, but over here, says Tais, the way we're explaining, hai dava achar, loibo el lafarish tamid beis hil kama. When they say dava achar, it's not another reason why it's not like Bershama, because Bershama wouldn't agree to that principle, because they already disagree regarding the whole halacha, that they say that you don't use the shulchan that's a sheni. Rather, it's supporting the interpretation. But still, Uliyashiv Devarim, it's actually there to explain their own opinion that, well, what do they do with their own contradictory understanding? Why are they concerned for the Tumah of Eichel on the table, and therefore you can't put the towel on the table, but they're not concerned for putting it onto the couch? That's for themselves to explain, oh, because that by Eichel has a Tumah Natayra and Yadayim doesn't. But again, it's not like another point that why they're telling Beis Shammai why they're wrong, because again, Beis Shammai doesn't hold it, because it's the same idea that they say you can't use a shulchan, that's a sheni, and it's a deichid to say like Rashi that if it might happen to be, and if it's different than the Dover Acha of the previous Machlekes where there it was another independent point, it's not an independent point, it's just actually answering for Beis Hillel how they would understand their own discrepancy regarding the food versus the hands. Continue the next taste there, Maschel, taste again, the words of the Gemara, Peru in the Lesbu Kazayas, if you have crumbs of bread that's not the size of an olive, mutal of the miyad, you allow to destroy it out of hand. Which Taisa comes to qualify and says that miu, however, kashal on the yuso, though according to the halacha you're allowed to, but it's still harsh for poverty. Can I mean a perikalabas, like the Gemara says elsewhere, perikalabas of kaveim abeis, that there was a person that was an angel in charge of poverty that wanted to trap a poor person, and he couldn't because he was always particular about the crumbs that it shouldn't be stepped on by people. So there's still an element of, although halachically let it destroy it, but not to be disgraceful for the crumbs, because it could be a bad omen for becoming poor. Continuing next taste of the Maschil, taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Bekula Pirkan Halacha Gebesil. In the whole Perik, the Halacha is like Besil, we have all these Machlegs, Besham Besil in our Perik, Labar Maha, except for this Halacha, which taste asks on this opinion of Rabbi Yisbech Hanina Nimr of Huna, and taste answers where we just said that this halacha, that although everywhere the halacha is like Beis Hillel, besides this machlekes, we hold like Beis Shammai that you're allowed to utilize a waiter that is an Am Haaretz. On that, as Tais Rem Taima, if you're going to say, but Baho Bahu, we have the other machlekes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, regarding if someone ate bread and they forgot to bench in this place. Regarding that halacha, the Yachzlim Kami Vivarach, the Beis Shammai hold, you have to go back to your place where you ate and you have to make a bracha of Birchas Amazon. Mashma da halacha ke Beis Shammai. There it actually sounds like the halacha is like Beis Shammai, like Kaman Beshmaiten. Later on, Dafnun Gimel Mabeis in the Sugya, Mida Avdi Amirah Basrayu, we find that the Amirah, they actually did do like Beis Shammai, which is that they went back to their place to make Birchas Amazon. Obviously, you see the halacha is like Beis Shammai, even on this halacha, not only what our Gemara is saying, only regarding that you could use a waiter that's Nam Aretz. That says Taisi Hashem. What you could say is Leichashav, but that's not counted Mishum Dehasam, because actually there, Philip Beis Hillel Meid Lo Beis Shammai. Even Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that yes, initially one should go back to where they ate the meal and they forgot to bench and bench over there. Elishlahitri Chulakach. Beis Hillel held not like Beis Shammai that they didn't make the person have to go through the effort. So therefore, those Amiram, yeah, they were stringent on themselves. They went back to make Berachas HaMazon where they ate, but that's not a riot that the halacha is like Bishamai, because Bishamai also agrees that one should be stringent and go back. Bishamai holds you have to. That you can't prove from those Amiram, and therefore we didn't mention that as a halacha that's also like Bishamai in the exception of the rule that B'chuli Pirkin halacha Bishamai. Here next taste of Masa, this begins the words of the Gemara, Nogo Am Kabisil Alib Jabhuda. The custom of the people is, regarding to the laws of Abdullah, is like Bisil, which is according to the version of Rabbi Huda. Taisa asks on what our Gemara is saying, because the Gemara brings that the custom of the people, which is an important word, Nagu, is like Bisil, according to the Rabbi Huda's version, which is that first you make a bracha on Bisamim by Abdullah, and then on Ma'iri Ha'esh, then on the candle. So Taisa asks, Tame, it's a wonder. Danan, because us, that's initially our custom, and that's what we do in the halachic practice. We make a bracha on the besame, and then on the candle. Now the problem is the wording nagu sounds like actually that should not be initially done. Because of a perek hadar, and of samach beizim abeiz, which actually this actual gemara is found in Masechtas Tainis, and not really over there. But it says, Omer, it says nagu, if it says in the terminology of when it says what's the halacha, if it says that was the people's custom, so actually that means to say a rule le marina, that we don't rule like that, we don't direct people to do that. It's only the avin hachi, if people did like that, then le madrinle, then we don't make him do it over again. So then why in our havdalah do we do like this, and on l'ketchila initially we want to do b'sam, then ma'ira age, when our gemara's terminology is nagu'am. Nagu says that, no, you really shouldn't do that. It's just that if you did, you don't have to do it over because that's what the people's custom has been. But so why do we do it in Elikatchila? So actually, what you could say is, no, the Hasam over there, where we say that Nagu means not Elikatchila, only if a person did it, doesn't have to do it over, is only because Ikam Aroy de Pligi. There you have a dispute regarding the Mayram. One says like this, one says like that. Charam Halacha. One says the Halacha is like this. The Havapirish, so when someone says the halacha, that's the wording he uses in the Gemara, that means halacha liketchila, umarinin hachi. That means to say that's the initial ruling, and that we should direct people like that. In Cain, if that's the case, then nagu dekama idach, then if the other Amayra says that was the custom, obviously by default he's using a lesser terminology, have the evid. That means that's only valid after the fact. But that's only because one says the word halacha, one says the word hanagu. So in discrepancy, in differentiation, then nagu is going to mean it's only with the evid. Halacha, but here in our Gemara, Yachalis, it's definitely possible to mean that nagu means even like a tchila, because the inkan el nagu agreed that there's only one opinion being mentioned of nagu. Then nagu doesn't have to mean only with the evid, then it could even mean, yeah, that was the custom, and that even like a tchila, that is the custom, which is as our halachic practice, that we make a bracha b'samim, and then on bari mereish. Continuing next Taisa, the Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Bebara, Kulamale pligi, which Taisus comes to explain, so why is it better according to Basila, as is actually our practice, to use boire? I mean, the Gemara said that when someone says bara, he created, which is what you have to do when you're talking about the fire, because we're talking about the fire from Shesem Evereshes, from the 6 days of creation, according to everyone, it means the past tense. The Machlekes B'Sham Basila was regarding boire. The Basila holds that even boire is in the past tense. So Taisa asks us to take a second look. Vim Tem, if you're going to say, okay, since no one disagrees by the terminology of bara, that's appropriate. So am I oma bayre? So then why does Bisil and also our halachic practice say bayre, which some hold that's in the present, take a terminology that according to everyone means past tense? There's some what you could say is because the lashon kra adif, the terminology of the pasuk is better, and the pasuk that the Gemara brings is a word of bayre, like it says yitzur bayre chayshich. So you see the wording in the pasuk is vayrei, which refers to the past tense, and therefore Basil and so to ahalachic practice prefers to use the word of the pasuk, although again Bishamai disagrees with it, but that instead of using what baro according to everyone means past, we use vayrei, which is the terminology of the pasuk.